This is the Blaze Radio On Demand. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hello, America. Welcome to the program. It is a big week for Donald Trump. What happened on Friday was the Trump jet pull away from the gate and start launching clear skies all the way to next Tuesday's election. Comey is being silent today. It looks like there's nothing coming out today. Hillary has got this albatross around her neck. How is this going to play as people on the left are starting to jump ship with Hillary Clinton? Donald Trump has this one in the bag. Just finish without any errors. We go there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Because we have won. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So, Sid was on with us just a few minutes ago, and he's got a unique take on this Comey thing. And
some would call it a flash of brilliance.
Yeah.
And Stu and Pat wanted to hold him over and make sure they heard him right. I know you guys did hear him right. Sid, go ahead and give us your theory on what happened Friday with the FBI.
Well, I think what ended up happening was that the Clinton camp realized that they weren't going to pull this thing out in the end, or they might not, so they needed to play obviously a trump card. But what they did was that they make Comey look good by launching the investigation again, or reopening the investigation. They make Hillary look like a victim, because what's ultimately going to end up happening, in my mind, I think, is that they will say, oh, we didn't find anything. And then Hillary's going to walk away after the election and say, look, see, you know, the election was skewed because of this, you know, this thoughtless investigation and everything else. It makes Comey look good. Hillary comes out, you know, looking like the Democrats always want to look like the victim. And then she has a reason for losing the election, which wasn't her fault, which means that she's still in play at some point if, you know, age doesn't overtake her or something like that. But every time I look at it and every time that I turn, it makes me think there's something there. They're playing this hand.
Do you what if Hillary does wind up winning?
Then everything goes out the window, like everything has been going the entire election.
Yeah, that's
so. But will you say if she wins,
is it legit?
Is it legit?
I think if she wins, I think that she will make it look. She'll just smooth it over. You know, so everything will go away and she'll say, oh, you know, look, you know, the system won out again, as long as it's in her favor. But, that's about it.
It's such an
interesting theory, Sid.
Is a perfect 2016 call, I will say,
it
Sid.
It's a little convoluted, but that's...
thank you, Sid.
Couldn't go any other way.
The one part I will agree with you, Sid, is something just doesn't feel right about this, and I don't know what it is, and it may be just that I've never seen the system ever work outside of the direction of the Clintons. Exactly. I've never seen the levers of power go against the Clintons,
especially
before,
so. With a Democrat in office right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I mean this
which goes back to what I was saying. I mean, it almost. I mean, you really can't fathom the fact that it's anything other than a Clinton can. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think you can.
Yeah, because it does kind of hurt her.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know that she wants that.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I absolutely do not think it's a Clinton plan.
Yeah, it's not. And this theory. Thank you, Sid. The theory starts with the polls are rigged. The polls aren't rigged. You're saying that about the same polls that showed your guy ahead during the primaries. And they were the greatest polls ever. And then as soon as they showed something that you didn't like, then the polls were rigged. And
it's amazing.
Donald Trump was saying that the polls were all right, except for every single poll, except for maybe two during the primaries that showed him head to head losing to Hillary Clinton by as much as 8 points. Well, it looks like those were right. But you said those were rigged back in the day. No,
it's just
no.
It's only
not.
The ones that benefit him, and it's kind of interesting because that Miss Universe thing that we heard this morning kind of explains
why people don't like him.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
did you guys hear this?
Does.
Did you hear the Miss Universe thing?
Yeah, the new one.
Oh my gosh!
From 2011.
Okay. So you cannot give the presidency to Hillary Clinton. You just can't. You can't. But you also cannot. This is why I've decided today, and this could change, Evan McMullen is my guy. I could change by Tuesday, but it's not going to be one of the major parties.
You haven't narrowed down to what, two?
Two, but I think Evan's the guy. I just want somebody normal for a second. Just somebody normal.
I'm not convinced Daryl Castle isn't normal. It's just the articles that have been written about him make him seem as though he's not normal. Yeah. But that's
and
what they
and
do
he won't
to
return our phone calls. I mean, he's not serious at all. He's
well, interestingly, all.
He came on Pat and Stu.
He came on Pat and Stu. He called us and he's okay.
And he was good.
He actually sounded sounded great.
He sounded like he wanted to talk, and that was his best interview I thought so far.
Yeah,
that done with
it. He's a really interesting tax plan. I mean, there's some stuff there. Definitely.
Well, are we going to have him on our show or not?
Would you like to?
Yeah, sure.
If you would like to, absolutely. I'm sure.
So I take back who I'm going to vote for. I'm not sure, but anyway,
point is, I mean, it's a difficult thing. But I mean, it's not the polls. The polls are not rigged. These are private companies in competition with each other. And if one of them gets them right, they're going to get tons and tons and tons of money. If you get them wrong, you lose tons and tons and tons of money. You are incentivized to absolutely win. The other part of
wanting Hillary all over again.
Yeah.
The other part of this, by the way, is that the polls were already moving slightly towards Donald Trump. Yes. Anyway, you can tighten these polls without launching a scandal against your own candidate. Yeah. If there was some conspiracy, you could just release numbers that say it's close, and you would not need to do this.
You can't put her in for this main reason. Think if she gets away with all that she's gotten away with, and there's any truth to the Andy McCabe thing that we talked about this morning. He's number two at the FBI. His wife got $500,000 from Terry McAuliffe for a campaign.
At the FBI or the State Department?
FBI.
Mm.
FBI.
Yeah.
And he was number three. Now he's the number two guy. He's the guy who was in the meeting that should have gotten the warrant to look at these emails 3 weeks ago. And for some reason, he's stopping it. So there's a possibility that he is corrupt. Don't know. But that's one angle that kind of makes sense on why Comey came out. That the number two guy behind Comey may be corrupt. You put Hillary Clinton in office and just corruption alone is just, that's why I've said, I think in the end, there's a possibility she's Eva Perón. However, I think Donald Trump is more dangerous. They're both of them are nightmares. But I think he is possibly more dangerous because of things like this. Give a guy this much power And what does he do? I want you to listen to this audio, new audio, of him, I think in Australia, talking about Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. This is another Miss Universe. And apparently, she wasn't going to come and introduce him. And she's from, I don't know, Australia or wherever. And she says there was a mix-up. She was going to come. Well, he flew off the handle and said, if you don't come, I'm going to destroy you. And, you know, he's very, very vindictive. She immediately came. She's there. She introduced. But he wasn't going to, he was going to teach her a lesson. Listen to this. Listen to how the crowd reacts.
I know.
And listen to how vindictive this guy is.
You know, I believe in it. Get even with people. Hmm. If they screw you, screw them back 10 times as hard. I really believe that.
Yeah, I believe so.
You're darn right he does.
Stop. He absolutely right. believes
no.
it.
Oh, there's no question.
There is no,
I really believe that.
There is
it's
no. There does. Is no Christian on the planet that can back that. None.
No.
None. I'm sorry. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm sorry. You, your priest, your rabbi, your, well, not a Catholic, not a Christian if you're a rabbi, but even a rabbi will tell you this. Your pastor, your minister, all of them will tell you revenge is not for you to deal with. Vengeance does not belong to you. And he really believes that. So listen to what he's about to do.
I mean, I'll give you an example. Jennifer Hawkins. Where's Jennifer? Where's she sitting? Come over here, Jennifer.
Now she's in the audience. And the first thing when he says, "What? Where is she sitting?"
First of all, how
she says, "I want to defend myself."
Where's Jennifer? Now, but this is about getting even. I was so angry at her yesterday. Seriously, because as I said, I thought that she dissed me. I thought that my Jennifer, I'm going around saying, she's my favorite Miss Universe. Although I think I like the new one better, Jennifer. So I go around saying she's the greatest. She writes books. They call me. I say, oh, I don't want to answer another Jennifer Hawkins question. She's fantastic. And then when I came here, there was no Jennifer Hawkins.
And how dare she? I mean, yeah. How dare she not introduce him because he wants her to? Hey, just the
arrogance.
Arrogance of it is unbelievable.
Here it comes. Hello, it's my defense. No, that was miscommunication. Okay, of course I wanted to come here.
So I was actually going to get up.
Now listen to this.
And tell you that Jennifer is a beautiful girl. On the outside, but she's not very bright.
So I was going to get up here, and he means it. I was going to get up here and say she's a beautiful girl, but she's not very bright. He was going to trash her, which he just did.
But listen to this.
Right.
Right.
Listen to the next part, which is even more important.
Wouldn't have been true, but I would have said it anyway.
Stop.
Wouldn't have been true. I would have said it anyway. What? That tells you everything you need to know about this guy right there. That's what he did with Ted Cruz. That's what he did with Marco Rubio. That's what he's done with everybody who's ever said anything about him that he didn't like.
What he's done with us.
That's what he's done with us.
But
that's what he does with everybody.
Does it with everybody. But wait, there's more.
Because when I said, you know what, it would be great. I haven't seen Jennifer in a couple of years. She's so great, and she did so well, and she's a big star here. And I helped her make it. I own the Miss Universe match. And I heard that she wouldn't introduce me.
But I do.
I know, but no, but you do. So what happened?
I know, but you didn't.
So what happens is, and you know what? She came tonight. She came.
Okay, so stop. So she's trying to defend herself, but I did. She's serious about this. He's not. She's serious. She knows. She knows what she's dealing with. But I did. And then he goes into making, you know, jokes.
So they have the same filthy minds in Australia. She goes, it's me. I was going to refer to the guy. No, but here's the beauty. When she found out about it, she got in that car, and she got her ass over here, and I love her.
Can I just say one thing? Yes. I found out this morning, okay? There's a miscommunication with my management, so I'm sorry.
He doesn't care. She's like, I just have to say, there was a miscommunication. There was a miscommunication here with my management. She's still trying to, of course I'd be here. She is so afraid of him.
Yeah, it's too late.
This is, you can't give a guy like this power. What are we thinking? I was glad to hear Mika on MSNBC today saying, you know, I've got to stop talking about my side. I've been blaming the Democrat or the Republicans. Look what we gave the country as a choice. Amen, Mika. And look what we gave America as a choice. If you were living in any place in the world and you were counting on America to be your savior, good heavens. What would you be thinking today? What has happened to these people?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you could take that a little bit, you know, as a roast almost. It feels like at times everyone's laughing. I mean, maybe he's playing it up for the audience. But, I mean, that is what he did to Cruz. And it's important to note that he did it to Cruz on both sides. He said Cruz was the greatest guy in the world at the beginning. He praised him ad nauseum. Then when it turned out that they had to go against each other, he made him into the worst person in the world. When he was at the convention, the worst person on earth, then he endorsed him and he was a good guy again.
He did Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, same thing.
Gave to her. He gave to her to get her to come to the wedding. He said she's possibly the best Secretary of State ever.
We never played the 2008 audio, which, I mean, how Hillary Clinton hasn't turned this into a commercial for her yet, I don't know. But, I mean, it's the most effusive praise I've ever heard from Donald Trump about something that wasn't his. Like, yes, he talks about the Miss Universe pageant. Yes, his golf courses are the best. Yes, everything about him is the most beautiful, the most luxurious. His praise of Hillary Clinton from 2008, it feels, at least, honest, heartfelt, passionate. He's glowing about her.
I think he does really like the Clintons.
At least he did.
I think really, yeah, now they hate each other, I think. But I think they really did. He really did like him. I think he can relate to Bill, and I think he can. And he is a New York progressive, so their policies are the same. They both hate the Republicans. I mean, Donald Trump's disdain for the Republicans on how stupid they are, and they'll believe anything, is very, very clear. You know, but what are you going to do? You're going to put a criminal in?
No,
I mean. There is this. I just don't see how Donald Trump can lose. I don't see. I've always said my shoe could beat Hillary Clinton. Well, you know what? My shoe wasn't. He was just running against Hillary Clinton. Now he's running against Hillary Clinton, where the FBI has come out and said, you know what? Hang on. I know we cleared her, but maybe we shouldn't have.
Your shoe would be 15 points ahead right now.
15 points ahead. Mm-hmm. Now this. If you're self-reliant, you can endure any hardship, regardless of what anybody does, whatever happens anywhere in the world. Be the family that's prepared. It begins when you have access to an emergency food supply. And the good news is that My Patriot Supply has brought back their amazing one-year emergency food supply offer. 1 year. For a short time and only for listeners of this show, you can buy 1 year of food for only $997. That is a savings of $800. I will tell you that I asked them to bring this back because I missed out the last time. I was going to buy it. I planned on buying it, and I didn't buy it. Limited time. Don't make the mistake I did last time. For a very short period of time, just for this show, buy 1 year of food, $997, save almost 100% here. Act while you can. Call 800-946-2325, 800-946-2325, or visit preparewithglenn.com. Food lasts up to 25 years, and you'll have a whole year's worth. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one person. Order now, sleep well tonight. Preparewithglenn.com.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
We have signed up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com.
Well, the first polls are out now since the news on Friday. And maybe it just hasn't sunk into people, maybe. But they show Clinton in the lead, 46-43. This is the Politico. Unchanged when Gary Johnson and Jill Stein were included in the poll.
42-39, is that what you're getting with Johnson at 7?
Yep.
I mean, these are the first polls. The arguments against this making a big difference in polls, it takes some time for people to process it. It's not just the event happens and everyone reacts. A lot of times it's the aftermath and people talking about it that makes people change their views. The other part of it is, some people and a lot of left-leaning people in particular are saying, look, we obsess over these things because we're in Washington circles. But in reality, this is probably not going to make that big of a difference to voters. I don't know what else you need, right? I mean, you've got an FBI investigation. If you're not voting, against Hillary Clinton now, I mean,
yeah, what will you? She could walk out on the street and shoot somebody, and they're not going to care. 61% expressed concern the investigation will continue to plague her if she's elected. 37% of Democrats, 88% of Republicans. Wow, there's more in this poll that is just shocking. We'll give you the first poll out since Friday, coming up.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
Oh, the Daily Wire has a great story. I think this is from Ben Shapiro about how the Democrats are in full-fledged panic. He said, here are the 5 reasons this news cycle is the greatest news cycle in the history of all mankind. Hillary tells the FBI to come clean. Now, Hillary has said that the FBI should reveal what it knows about Anthony Weiner's emails. They have to come clean in order to demonstrate to the American people if there's something there, there's something isn't. Hillary Clinton is making this case to the FBI. Anthony Weiner, number 2. Yes, Hillary spent her entire political career worrying about the rogue Weiner, only to be laid low by another rogue Weiner. Bill Clinton officiated Weiner's wedding to Hillary aide Uma Abedin, who's been paid by every Clinton-associated group in history. What is it? Tenio, the Clinton Foundation, and State Department. Now Weiner's unfortunate tendencies to send pictures of his junk to random females, including underage females, has come back to bite Hillary Clinton after Huma already decided to publicly dump him. Oh, the hilarity. 3, Democrats now hate Comey. New York Daily News accused FBI Director Comey of being a bomber. New York Times columnist Charles Blow essentially stated that Comey had rigged the election on behalf of Donald Trump. after months of complaining that Trump undermined democracy by calling into question the decency of American institutions like the FBI and saying that Republican attacks on Comey specifically undercut the country's best interest. Number four, Democratic spokespeople on Comey are the worst people in the world. Need I to mention more than Harry Reid? Number five, the president is now campaigning for someone under three, count them, three FBI investigations. Her server remains under investigation. Wiener's device, his other device, is now under investigation. And the Clinton Foundation is under investigation. And Barack Obama's going around the country telling Americans that Hillary is the most qualified presidential candidate ever. Yes, she is, but it's for prison. This is sheer hilarity. Should Comey have dropped this bombshell? He had no choice after killing the private server investigation for political reasons back in July. If he waited 2 weeks to drop this information, people would rightfully accuse the FBI of politicization. Now Hillary's got troubles, and it sure is sweet. From Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire. Let's go through some of the audio, because the audio is really, truly amazing. Where do you want to start?
Well, we were talking about this a few minutes ago, what Trump said about Hillary back in 2008, which was pretty interesting. And, you know, as much as Trump supporters hate Hillary's guts, Donald Trump hasn't ever felt that way.
He does now.
Until very, very recently.
Because it's personal.
Yeah, now it's personal. But this is how he did feel about her and Bill.
I think she's a wonderful woman. I think that she's a little bit misunderstood. You know, Hillary's a very smart woman, very tough woman. That's fine. Mm-hmm. She's also a very nice person. I think she's going to go down at a minimum as a great senator. I think she is a great wife to a president. And I think Bill Clinton was a great president. A lot of people hated him because they were jealous as hell. Bill Clinton was a great president. Hillary Clinton is a great woman and a good woman.
That blows me away. That the only reason you had to oppose Bill Clinton or dislike him was because you were jealous of him. Jealous of him? What?
That's the way he sees
the fact that he was...
That's the way he sees the world, though.
He was getting fat chicks in the Oval Office. Yeah. That's what I'm... But that's how he thinks.
Yeah, it is. It is.
He didn't even consider the fact that you might have resisted his policies.
You have... do you have Harry Reid?
No.
Harry Reid has written a letter, and he came out and he said that, you know, here's the guy who came out against Mitt Romney and said, you know, just made it up. You know, he hasn't paid his income tax. He later says, okay, yes, I didn't have anything, but, you know, I was going to say it.
I have that one.
Here it is.
I don't regret that at all. The Koch brothers, no one would help me. They were afraid the Koch brothers would go after them. So I did it on my own.
So no regrets about Mitt Romney, about the Koch brothers? Because some people have even called it McCarthyite.
Right.
Well, they call it whatever they want. Romney didn't win, did he?
I mean, if that's not the ends justify the means, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
That's all he cared about.
So now he's going out and he's saying the FBI has information about Donald Trump and his nefarious ties to Putin, and they should just release him. There, it's out there. It's been said. So, I mean, this guy is a master, at bearing false witness.
It's terrible.
Really bad.
It's terrible. Trey Gowdy was talking about him over the weekend.
Here is Harry Reid's letter tonight to Jim Comey. Your actions in recent months have demonstrated a disturbing double standard for the treatment of sensitive information and what appears to be a clear intent to aid one political party over the other. I'm writing to inform you that my office has determined that these actions may violate the Hatch Act, which bars FBI officials from using their official authority to influence an election. Through your partisan actions, this is Harry Reid, you may have broken the law. The double standard established by your actions is clear. Your reaction, Congressman?
Well, thank God he's leaving is my initial reaction. My second reaction is I did not know Mormons use drugs, and anyone who is capable of sending that press release has to be under the influence of something. The person responsible for this fact pattern is Secretary Clinton. Jim Comey did not tell her to use a private server. He did not say mislead the public about whether or not you turned over all your work emails. He certainly didn't say, hey, Secretary Clinton, why don't you say there you neither sent nor received classified information? So, look, Senator Reid is a political hack. Jim Comey is a law enforcement officer. He's not a Republican or a Democrat. I've had my differences with him in the past, but he's not a political hack like Senator Reid is.
And that's certainly a different tune from what Reid was singing about Jim Comey.
Oh, my gosh. Play that again. These are all the Democrats. These aren't a long time ago. This is way in the past 4 weeks ago.
There was an extensive, as you know, Brett, investigation by the FBI under the direction of a wonderful and tough career public servant, Jim Comey.
This is a great man. We are very privileged in our country to have him be the director of the FBI.
No one can question the integrity, the competence.
And that's Harry Reid.
No one can question the integrity, the competence, except for him.
Now he's calling him a criminal.
A criminal. Except 3 weeks later, he's calling him a criminal.
I'm the only one that can question the competence.
Crazy.
That's pretty amazing.
With the highest standards of integrity.
I'm going to continue to be scrupulous about not commenting on it, just because I think Director Comey could not have been more exhausted.
Let's see if that
amazingly
continues.
Some Republicans who were praising you just days ago for your independence.
I love this.
For your integrity.
They should never say that, because in a matter of weeks, they'll be saying the same thing. They'll be doing exactly what they're accusing the other side of.
It's funny, though, because the only reason you'd avoid doing that is if there were any repercussions for getting caught in the lie the next time. 3 days later, when you reverse your opinion completely, is there any consequence to that? And the answer is no. So that's why, who cares?
No.
You might as well say it at the time and then say the exact opposite 3 days later.
They do it all the time.
I was talking to a politician this weekend that I think has an awful lot of integrity. And we were talking about how one politician in particular has come out and was against a candidate, then for a candidate, and then strongly against, and now for again. And it's like, and we were just having the conversation. Does anybody even notice anymore? Does anybody even notice? And I contend no, because that's what we're all doing. The same people that were calling Comey a dirtbag just 5 weeks ago are calling him a hero today.
I'm sure.
I don't know which one he is. I don't know.
I don't think we've ever said. I don't understand
how Comey made the decision that he made then. It doesn't make any sense. Something's wrong. Same here. Something's wrong here. I don't understand this. There's information missing on James Comey. I don't know what it is, but all these people are just flipping sides, and it just doesn't matter because we do it. We're doing it. We're doing it ourselves.
I mean, in particular, try not to.
Not us. We haven't done it today. But for most people that we all know, and you know as a listener, you know people that are doing this right now.
Politicians is the easiest one. And go back and listen to the tapes of Republicans. The same Republicans who are now praising Comey for being so honest and doing this in such a tough time during an election were saying the exact opposite a few weeks ago. I mean, it's funnier to hear the Democrats do it because it makes me smile. I kind of, I will say that
especially
I thought
Barbara Streisand in the background.
Right. There was a moment in time in that which I thought Republicans, conservatives were better on this. I do not believe that anymore. Right? It's the same. It really is.
Well, they've proven they're not better.
Right.
Proven.
But again, and we've been harping on this all day. I think now that you played one 30-second clip of Donald Trump today, everyone's on Twitter is all upset about
bashing. I said the bashing.
How dare you?
Bashing. It begins.
No, yes. The day has been spent saying how this almost cannot be blown by Donald Trump. Like, literally any candidate can walk in here. The election is being handed to Donald Trump on a silver platter. He most likely will be president of the United States. How dare you, Donald? You bash Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know. Could listen for 5 seconds.
Yeah, beyond that, here's the thing we're never going to do. If Hillary Clinton gets in and you think that we're going to give her a pass, you're wrong. If Donald Trump gets in and you think we're going to give him a pass, you're wrong. If you think that we're going to take either of them on election day and bash them, you're wrong. We're going to give whoever is president a chance to be everybody's president and to live constitutionally and do the things that we believe as conservatives are correct. I don't care if it's Donald Trump, don't care if it's Hillary Clinton, but they start violating the principles that we know work, like a $1 trillion stimulus package. We will be saying things about it. Doesn't matter who it is. But if you want your own views to be reinforced when you have moved, we haven't moved, you have. Check what you're endorsing. It's not good enough to say you're against it. And, oh, gee, I've been saying that for years. Said that years before Mitt Romney, but always said, but when it gets down to it, I can't vote for the other person, and I have to vote on third party is a wasted vote. No, you know what the wasted vote has been? The wasted vote has been us every time doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
But what, I'm not going to do it anymore. What evidence do you have to back that except our entire history?
All of it. Yeah, just all of it.
That's all.
We just have our entire history, and it's you can listen to it, you know, in the catalog.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unfortunate.
Including recent history, 2012, 2008.
Right. So, anyway. So, look, I know people want to have their viewpoint reinforced right now, but that's not what you've ever come to us for, ever. And right now, it's really hard, and it's hard for us. We don't want to be, you know, have you read Facebook? I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to read those things. I got it. But I'm not going to be the guy who tells you when the chips are down something that I don't believe to make you feel better.
No, and by the way, as Stu pointed out, we've just spent three quarters of the show talking about Hillary Clinton's foibles and how Donald Trump should win this thing going away now. And then we played two things that we were trying to point out, but this is the other side too, so it's not that great. I mean, if you can't just accept that.
This would be the greatest celebration. This would have been the greatest moment. The greatest moment. Had we stuck to our principles and really picked almost anybody, picked eight of those guys, 16 guys, This would have been the greatest moment because they'd be 10 to 15 to 20. I think Rubio could be 20 points ahead.
Before this broke, Luntz was saying he would be 8 points up at this point.
Yeah. Before this broke.
Yeah. Before
he could be 15. He could be 15 points ahead. And by the way, have you noticed Luntz, another guy who bleeds the GOP is a total sellout now.
Yeah.
He's a total sellout. And now this. Your stuff is your stuff. People don't think that anymore. They think if you can't hold on to your stuff, it's their stuff.
Right.
I don't even get it. Protect your home, protect your family, get a Simply Safe home security system. And with Simply Safe, installation is easy. There's no wires, there's no drilling, no pushy sales guys, just powerful, award-winning technology for $15 a month for monitoring. Keeps burglars away. $15 a month. No long-term contract that locks you in. This is such a no-brainer. If you want your family to be secure and you want to save money and you want to make sure you're not on the hook for the rest of your life for $40, $50, $60 a month, Simply Safe. Go to simplysafebeck.com right now. Simplysafebeck.com. You get free shipping on your order, free keychain remote to be able to turn on and off the security system. That's worth $25. You get it right now, free shipping at simplysafebeck.com. Go there now, simplysafebeck.com.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury One has been on the ground providing assistance and food in so many places during the disasters and the floodings in the east and in the south. And we want to thank you for making that possible. Once a year, we do a fundraiser. This year, Chuck Norris and his wife are going to be there. Country artist Sarah Evans is going to be performing. We would really like you to join us. Dana is going to be the MC. I'll be there. Stu will be there. Chance for you just to kind of have fun and mingle with us. Mercury1.org/M1Ball. It is Saturday, November 19th. Come on. Come to the ball. Enjoy it with us. Also, there's a Mercury One raffle. We're giving away a brand new Mercedes. Tickets are $100. Only 5,000 tickets maximum going to be sold. Mercury1.org/M1Ball. Check it out right now. We'll see you there.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.